It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. With Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. Covington police are asking the community for help in locating Laura DeFrank, a 32-year-old resident of South Covington. The press release states that DeFrank is a danger to herself and has been listed critical missing. Details beyond this were not given. Anyone with information about DeFrank or her whereabouts should call police at 859-356-3191 or Cincinnati NKY Crime Stoppers at 513-352-3040. Kimball County Schools was awarded all three 21st Century Community Learning Grants that it applied for. The grants will benefit Kimball County High School, Klein Elementary, and Grants Lick Elementary, each ready to implement programs that meet the performance goals outlined by the state. These programs are designed to not only improve academic performance in areas such as math, reading, and science, but also to develop workforce preparation skills. Recognizing the role of families in the educational process, these programs will also focus on increasing literacy and educational opportunities for parents and working families. The grants support the district's commitment to creating a collaborative and supportive learning environment that extends beyond the classroom by providing after-school enrichment and extending student learning through the summer months. Kimball County Schools runs 21st Century Community Learning Center programs, which were funded by previous grant awards, and the other four schools within the district. Newport has declared April as Fair Housing Month. The City Commission read a proclamation at its meeting on March 25th. The Fair Housing Act was enacted into federal law on April 11th, 1968, to eliminate racial segregation and end housing discrimination in the United States. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing based on race, color, religion, sex, familial status, national origin, and disability, and convinces recipients of federal funding to affirmatively further fair housing in older communities. Cooper High School student Alden Pavlovic has been awarded an all-expenses-paid summer study trip to Germany. Pavlovic was selected as a national winner after scoring in the 92nd percentile on the Level 2 2024 National German Exam for high school students. More than 13,000 students participated in the program. After qualifying with a high school score on the National German Exam, he submitted responses to several short essay questions in German and in English and was interviewed by a committee comprised of high school teachers and college professors of German. Pavlovic is one of 37 students selected from across the United States to receive the award. The study trip, now in its 63rd year, includes a round-trip air transportation to Germany from a U.S. airport, a homestay with a host family, and excursions to places of cultural and historical significance. It is made possible through a grant from the Federal Republic of Germany. Pavlovic and the other winners will travel to Germany this summer. He is a student of Michelle Dietz, a German teacher at Cooper. Founded in 1926, the American Association of Teachers of German represents German teachers at all levels of instruction. The organization is dedicated to the advancement and improvement of the teaching of the language, literature, and culture of German-speaking countries. That's going to wrap up the week here for the Daily Headlines podcast. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you so much for giving this episode a listen. I'll talk to you on Monday.